big birthday today. Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd turns 50, and he joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, coach, and happy birthday.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. Happy birthday.
Can you believe that I'm 50 years old and still talk like I'm reading Harold and the Purple Crayon?
It is strange. Well, happy birthday, and you know what they say, 50 is the new 40.
Well, I don't think 50 is the new 40. I mean, you're telling me that after 49, you say 40 again?
Well, no.
If that's true, how do you ever get back to 51? Well, if you keep recounting 40 over, I mean, is this a new math they're teaching? Where do I sign up for that?
No, just a saying that you're still young is the implication.
Well, and it sounds like you're in decent spirits despite the crushing loss last night, because it's almost as if the Warriors came in here and, like, killed two birds with one stone. They get a much-needed win, and then now they have the tiebreaker over you.
Well, I don't think they were killing two birds with one stone. I don't think they were trying to kill any birds. I mean, I don't try to kill any birds, unless you mean like Larry Bird and Sue Bird if I'm playing basketball against them. But other than that, I mean, I don't think that the Warriors held any animus towards avian life forms that would result in airborne geologic formations intended to extinguish life. So I'm not sure where you're getting your information.
Yeah, George,
okay.
I don't know
where I was going with that question.
Sorry about that, Coach. Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here. It was a tough loss, though, last night to Golden State. You really need to scramble now just to make the play-in. Is that going to be a tough road to hoe?
Well, I don't do much hoeing anymore. I mean, ever since Tony Braxton cheated on me with Jimmy Jackson.
Oh, my God.
And I rolled my SUV 40 times in an effort to show her how much I loved her. I mean, I haven't been doing much hoeing. So if that's the hoeing you're referring to.
No.
And overturning Escalade Avenue is the road that you were referring to.
No.
Then I'm not sure what the hell you mean.
Yeah, we'll just skip that one.
Yeah, I don't know where Craig's going with that.
I mean, that was weird.
All right, how about this? There were times last night where it was really tough for you guys to score a bucket. It's almost as if you went into like a Warriors buzzsaw last night.
Well, we didn't run into a buzzsaw. In fact, most of our players don't even take shop class, so their exposure to buzzsaws is very limited. Now, I know that Markieff Morris ran into a random orbital sander recently and got an abrasion. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I didn't even know about that. No.
Well, you've got the Hornets. The Hornets are up next. One more loss, and you won't even be a playoff team at that point. You would be on the outside looking in.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, you know, we're not now, and I don't think in the future we'll be on the outside looking in. I mean, we're usually on the inside of the arena. So even if we were on the outside, I don't think there are any windows for us all to look into. I mean,
right.
I can't imagine getting all the players together to watch a playoff game that they're not involved in and then not buying tickets but just trying to watch from outside looking in.
I retract that.
That was really stupid what you said there.
Yeah, it was.
We're just swinging and missing with Jason Kidd here on his birthday. All right, how about this? Now you have a losing record, and you're down to the ninth spot in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're, dare I say it, behind the eight ball.
Oh, wait, let's not start any rumors now. I'm not behind any eight ball. I mean, last time I was behind an eight ball, I thought my heart was going to explode. And two strippers had to call a pair of medics. So, I mean, that was in the 90s. So I don't do eight balls or anything that any heart exploders anymore. So.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was weird.
I knew that was a bad idea.
I'm just going to end this by laughing in slow motion in 3, 2, 50.
Happy birthday.
That was great. Thank you,
Happy
Coach.
Happy birthday to you guys. Bye.
Good luck this week.
There he goes.